Finding myself very comfortable here. You will, of course, wish to know what has been done in the way of inquiry and search. First, nothing was to be expected from investigation at the rectory, and to be brief, nothing has transpired. I asked Mrs. Hunt, as others had done before, whether there was either any unfavourable symptom in her master, such as might portend a sudden stroke or attack of illness, or whether he had ever had reason to apprehend any such thing. But both she and also his medical man were clear that this was not the case. He was quite in his usual health. In the second place, naturally ponds and streams have been dragged, and fields in the neighbourhood which he is known to have visited last have been searched, without result. I have myself talked to the parish clerk, and, more important, have been to the house where he paid his visit. There can be no question of any foul play on these people's part. The one man in the house is ill in bed and very weak. The wife and the children, of course, could do nothing themselves. Nor is there the shadow of a probability that they, or any of them, should have agreed to decoy poor Uncle H. out in order that he might be attacked on the way back. They had told what they knew to several other inquirers already, but the woman repeated it to me. The rector was looking just as usual. He wasn't very long with the sick man. He ain't, she said, like someone as a gift in prayer, but there, if we was all that way, however would the chapel people get their living? He left some money when